playing Rocky Top, Smokey leading our boys out through the tee.
It is a Football Friday as we kick off hour number three of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of Three and Out. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member. We're members. They love for you to be a member. They've been helping their members grow financially for 86 years. East Tennessee through and through. I know they're excited for the game tomorrow. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of Three and Out. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio.
People are saying that I said golf is easier than long snapping. That's not what I said. I said Nate's son should train in golf. Doesn't get hit. A lot of money in golf. That's all.
Callum would like to know if we have any guys, I guess this is getting back to the Tennessee versus South Carolina game. Do we have any guys who have never been on a plane? Any guys that have never been east of the Smokies? And any guys that have never played during a pandemic?
I would say we have a lot that have not played during a pandemic, as does every team out there.
They do fly to Columbia, in case you're wondering.
I was, and I'm actually surprised.
They typically fly, and they are flying this trip.
Hope they sanitize the plane.
So there you go.
When do they do the final round of tests? Is that first thing this morning?
It would have to be, right?
They're rapid tests. I don't know. Yeah, when's the flight?
Yeah. I would assume that they do those tests early today. And do we know if they're doing the, like, if somebody's positive, won't they do another test on them?
What? I don't know.
Me no know.
I think they're doing it when they do the rapid test, especially they're do the test. If they're positive, they'll actually test them again because they don't want to have a kid miss off of a false positive.
Gotcha. Well, that adds up.
Yeah. And I don't know if it takes two negatives after that to then be good to go or what, but
math, two negatives equal a positive, so
might be mixing that up with the NFL's procedures. College has been very shrouded in mystery. No one's saying how many cases they have now, unless you're at Orgeron. He's like, we all already had it.
That's not how he talks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't do voices, so that's your department.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm just so excited we got here. Can't stand it.
Been a long road.
I swear, time is like moving so slowly.
At least it actually is Friday this time.
It actually is Friday. That's good. I know we've got SEC Survivor coming up at 9:30. The donut shop box is in the building. This is like when they bring out the Stanley Cup, you know, during Game 7.
Have we checked the helmets here to make sure we got all 28 plus 4?
Not yet.
Let's do that at 9:15.
Okay.
Are your hands getting clammy yet?
Nope. Mm. I am confident. I'm going to draw Kentucky.
Drawing for Billy Williford, right?
I don't know.
I hope he's listening. We're definitely drawing for Billy Williford. He'll have to face punishment.
How does that work?
Should
I just miss every Friday so I don't have to draw? Or do you guys draw for me? No. Like, how does this work?
We'll draw for you.
What do you think, Dave? Should we draw for Billy?
I thought it was just going to be us three. Mm. I mean, it's kind of hard to do it.
There goes Billy. COVID. Can't do it.
Yeah,
can't make the show.
I think that's why Billy hasn't come back yet. He's trying to dodge SEC Survivor.
I have it set up on the screen as I type in the information for just us three. I can change that, but
I have a message out to Sticky Will. We'll see what he's
2:15, the team leaves.
2:15.
They'll land in Columbia, South Carolina at 3:05.
He's not going to wake up before we draw.
Good point.
Who?
Will.
Oh. Maybe.
Let's go to the G3 Help Me Hotlines and grab Rod. What's up, Rod? You're on Three and Out.
Are you serious, man?
Rod, I'm not going to get into detail, but congrats on the news. I'll leave it at that.
Hey, Rush. I tell you what now. Listen here. I started thinking. I heard you talk about Corona the other night. And I was thinking, isn't it kind of an oddity that the NFL is about 3 weeks into their season? You ain't a single major player doing it. I really know of it come down with the Rona?
They had, what, one case? And I don't even know if they said who it was.
I mean, I was expecting you're going to have some big names on a weekly basis that's going to be out because of it. And the NFL ain't really had a single person that I know of. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do the victory lap for the NFL yet. It's a long season. But you saw it go really quick with Major League Baseball. I mean, it was like week one. Boom, the Marlins got hit. There was an outbreak there. Games got canceled, postponed. Then the Cardinals had a big outbreak. They missed a bunch of games. But no, so far, the NFL, I don't know if it's a bubble. I don't know if they're just taking super extra precautions with sanitization and all that other stuff. I know they're fining coaches if they don't wear their mask 100% of the time, but so far so good for the NFL.
Even if the coaches have already had it.
Correct.
Yeah, and they're fining coaches a stinking billing too, man. I tell you what, you can buy multi-million dollar houses with their fining them coaches.
Well, yep. What, $1.4 million the first week?
Mm-hmm.
Or second week, I guess?
Hey, like I tell you now, I'm ready to go with them cops. I'm thinking now. All right, fellas, I think we got balls, 30, cops, 13.
30 to 13.
30 to 13 balls.
I take it right now.
You ain't giving your predictions yet, Abby.
Nope. Last segment, we'll do our picks of the week. We got five SEC games, and then obviously we'll give the Tennessee game and the score. I'm feeling good. I just don't think South Carolina is very good, Rod. They're breaking in a new quarterback, a new offensive system. They went with the quarterback because he's been in the offense, but no one else has. Their offensive line is trash. Their running backs are no good. They've got one receiver who's ever done anything. Secondary's okay. D-line's okay. I'm not too worried about it.
I'm with you, Hootie. I tell you what now. You look at it across the board, I think we're the better football team. And they're playing a MAC quarterback. And, you know, I think they're going to score maybe 10 in the first half. And then Pruitt's going to make them defensive halftime adjustments. We're going to lock them down to a field goal in a second and win 30-13. I can't wait to hear Yen's predictions. Till I hear Rocky talk about 9:45. Go Vols! Woo! Rocky boys!
Thanks, Rod. And again, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
30-13. I like that number. I'd like to put up more than 30, but I'm not going to be too picky in the first game. You win by 17 points, I'm going to be pretty happy.
13 feels right if your defense plays well. They find a way to get one touchdown, kick a couple field goals.
I just don't know. No one scares you.
No.
Right? I mean, their best player is a decent SEC receiver and secondary, especially corner. It's going to be Bryce Thompson on him. He's probably the guy I feel the best about.
I mean, I'm not even that worried. When we play other teams that have more playmakers, I'll be worried about us not getting enough pass rush early and those playmakers getting open and then getting the football. But, I mean, I can't.
I think South Carolina's going to have a lot of trouble scoring touchdowns.
Shai Smith is the worst number one receiver at South Carolina I can remember in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah, easily.
Lifetime?
Not even close. They always have at least one guy that's good at wide receiver. Always.
What about Lou Holtz? Did he have good receiver?
Yeah.
Oh.
Per CBS Sports, Will Muschamp's defense was competitive last year, giving up a respectable 26.1 points per game. South Carolina needs to build on that and find more consistency for an offense that ranked 104th nationally in scoring.
See, but they're
and
their corners
lost everybody.
Their corners are the only position group that returns like those guys that were even that good on defense. We should be able to move the football. Tennessee should be able to. For Tennessee's offense, it's going to be about the red zone, right? Like I feel like Tennessee is going to go up and down the field in offense. Do they score touchdowns in the red zone, or are we kicking a bunch of field goals? That's going to be the question. That's where you're going to let a team stay in the game. You know, you can't get down there three times and have 9 points. Like, you know, you need to score touchdowns 2 out of 3 trips in the red zone.
I'm not paying for this, but Sportsline did a simulation. I don't have the exact numbers, but they simulated the Tennessee versus South Carolina game 10,000 times, and based off that, it generated a point spread pick that is hitting in well over 60% of simulations. So 60% of the time, I don't know which way it goes.
They're probably having Tennessee cover.
I would think so.
60% of the time.
Tennessee 26, 10-2 all time against South Carolina.
No, I swore I was going to get these some of Billy Stats' stats because they've been so good. He's been sending them in this morning, and I keep forgetting to read them.
I was reading stats.
Yeah, I know, but.
All right, read Billy's.
Vols are 6-2 against the spread in their last 8.
That's on here. Did Billy go to FanDuel to get his stats?
No, no. Did he?
Did he talk about the under hitting in each of Tennessee's last 5 games?
He did.
Did he say South Carolina's 1-5 against the spread in their last 6?
No.
Mm.
He said Vols are 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 against SEC opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the Vols are 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games played in week 4.
But
this is kind of week 1 in a way, so I don't know how that.
I don't know if I want to know week 1. We didn't cover West Virginia. We didn't cover Georgia State. We probably didn't cover Georgia Tech.
True.
We damn sure didn't cover App State.
No.
I don't remember who we opened with in 2015.
Bowling Green.
I think we might have covered that one. That was good.
Definitely hit the over.
Yeah, we gave up a lot. We were worried about the defense after that game.
Dieter, right?
Yeah. Gehrig?
Gehrig Dieter. Transferred to Bama and stunk, but he was really good at Bowling Green.
Like Matt Johnson or something?
Yeah, Matt, quarterback?
Quarterback,
yeah. He was good. He could spin it. Mm. Callum says, correct me if I'm wrong, but has Tennessee ever scored more than 28 points with JG as quarterback versus SEC teams? Talking about offensive points only. Davey, didn't you do that stat a while back?
I was not listening. I was actually reading what Dennis Dodd had to say about Tennessee.
Who cares what Dennis Dodd has said?
Barrett put out the article.
He's got us losing. He's got us finishing like 6th in the East. Dennis Dodd can...
Barrett Salee put the article out, but it's the CBS sports crew, and for some reason they let Dennis Dodd's write-up be the one for Tennessee. What was your question initially, Houston?
What's the most points Tennessee scored in an SEC game with JG at quarterback?
It's got to be, I mean, South Carolina.
Offense.
Yeah.
Offense.
Tennessee's offense.
Yes.
Missouri.
All time.
Wait,
I thought you were just saying with JG.
Right. Offensive points. So 41, well, but two of them were special teams.
I don't know. I'd have to.
What is it?
I don't know. So I'm reading Callum's tweet.
He doesn't play in the entire game, so I don't know if I'm taking into account the touchdowns that JT Shrout threw in the South Carolina game last year. Probably Auburn.
Yeah, defense
touchdown. You did have a defensive touchdown.
I don't know. Actually, Billy sent me a screenshot from this gambling site. I don't even know where it's from. It says the simulation had 64% South Carolina covering 3.5.
How do you simulate with – you don't even know who the players are going to be.
The computer – it says the public, only 25% has bet South Carolina 3.5, so 75% have bet Tennessee to cover minus 3.5. The simulation has the under hitting for 43.5, 71% of the time. And the money line, the simulation had South Carolina winning the game 56% of the time.
So did you say Bobo wants to go tempo?
That's what they said.
Tom Fornelli, Billy just sent this in, said, Mike Bobo is the latest offensive coordinator tasked with fixing Will Muschamp's offense. I don't know if he'll be successful, but I do know that Bobo said a couple weeks ago that he believes up-tempo offenses are ruining football and that he just wants to line up in jumbo formations and run it into the defense. That's what football is to Bobo, and hearing that makes me think South Carolina's going to try to win games 13-10. He hates up-tempo offenses. And we're nervous about Mike Bobo?
Do you think Mike Bobo
actually
believes that they're going to line up in jumbo formations and run it at the defense?
I'm just reading what Fornelli said.
I know. I think Fornelli fell for a really bad joke attempt by Mike Bobo.
Could be. That sneaky Mike Bobo.
He's
just lying to Fornelli. Laying it on pretty thick.
Yeah.
And then Fornelli didn't get the joke.
I don't know.
I wish they would just line up jumbo. Maybe. They don't even have any jumbo.
Like he might.
They got mini-me's.
He might think that the hurry-up, no-huddle, like the crazy speed stuff is bad for the game. But
it's what Saban said until he started running it and winning national championships. You know, more of them.
I mean, he did say something about that. I don't – for any offensive coach that says, oh, yeah, we're just going to line up in jumbo and pound it at the defense, like that's idiotic if you think that's actually what they're going to do. What coach says, hey, Houston, on Saturday – we're going to go four wide with one running back, and we're going to go run and then pass. And like, no one tells you what
then
they're going to do.
Trick play.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is Mike Bobo didn't say anything about going up tempo. It's the quarterbacks that said it's about tempo. Maybe they're just talking about tempo of, like, you know, of their, like, practice and stuff. Maybe they're not going to be super hurry up, no huddle. But maybe they're just talking about tempo and, you know, how they've been practicing. But
Will Muschamp says that he coaches defense, special teams, and recruits. He hires offensive coordinators to run the offense. He's not going to be meddling in Bobo's play call.
Well, here's what Bobo said. Okay, I found the disconnect. Bobo said, I think no-huddle football is very, very effective. It stresses the defense. It allows you to sometimes what I call get cheap yards where guys don't get lined up. But to me, football has fundamentally gone downhill because of playing so fast and guys don't play the way they used to play all the time because of no huddle, in my opinion. So he doesn't like no huddle from a philosophical football sense.
But he needs cheap yards.
But he knows it's very, very effective, so that's why they'll do it when they do it. So there you go.
I'm not really worried about us getting lined up. We're a veteran defense. We got Hank T setting everybody up.
I mean, we've struggled before with that, but yeah, at this point, it shouldn't be an issue.
Well,
anymore.
As long as, well, it's when we sub. We get some 10 men on the field, 11, 12 men on the field. That might be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news, the rule changes, though. You get an opportunity to sub as long as the offense does. Correct?
Yeah. If the offense subs. Our problem is we try.
Well, then I'm just saying they'll hold the snap. So we just got to match personnel. It's not going to be loud. Shouldn't be a problem.
Well, we can't sub when they don't sub. That's when we get in trouble.
Well, no, that's what I said. You got to match personnel immediately.
Yeah.
And stay in. Or fake an injury.
And just stay in it. Yeah.
What?
Who's our injury fakers? We need, like,
whoever's the most tired.
We need three guys out there.
That's the good thing about having depth all over the place. Guys can give their all on every play, and then if they need a break, you just fall on the ground and pretend your foot hurts. If people do it to us. Well, they used to. Remember the Bowling Green guy? His shoe fell off, and he was waving at the sidelines and then just fell over. Hey, I lost my shoe. Fall down. Stop.
Yeah.
Pruitt did say if he was Mike Bobo, he wouldn't change his offensive system a whole lot.
Huh. Okay.
So they're going to talk a little trash in the summertime. They're friends.
After this game.
Mm-hmm. Pruitt says Mike Bobo has tendencies. I love the South Carolina fans. I searched Mike Bobo on Twitter just to see what came up, and they're saying, look at what he did at Georgia. He averaged 34 points a game, and they ran for 200 each time. Yeah. This is going to be awesome.
Look at that recruiting class.
Yeah, when they had, like, Todd Gurley.
Right.
Who was the backup to Gurley? Who was the 1-2 punch before Chubb and Michelle?
Isaiah Crowell was there at one point with somebody else.
That was a little bit further
back. What was that guy's name?
Marino?
Marshall? Keith?
Keith Marshall. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Keith Marshall.
It was Gurley and Marshall.
Sean Marino was before.
Yeah,
Gurley.
He was like 2008-ish.
It was like Crowell, Marshall, Gurley.
Crowell was all right.
Chubb, Michelle, or whatever.
Something like that.
I mean, it was.
Then Swift. Now they got Zamir White. South Carolina lost their top three rushers and their best running back got hurt.
Yeah, it's.
Demetrius Summers ain't walking through that door.
Mm-mm. Ain't no Marcus Lattimore coming in.
Mike Bobo. You know, if we lose to him, I'm dead.
Yeah, we better win. I mean, a lot of people are going to be...
If we can't shut down this group of players with Mike Bobo, I'm gonna have a lot of fun made of me.
You're like, Crowell was okay. I was curious about his recruiting because I was like, pretty sure he was a really highly touted recruit.
He was.
Top 10.
Six overall.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he wasn't nearly as good in college as Chubb, Michelle, Gurley, probably even Keith Marshall.
No, you're right. I was just trying to remember. Then they all got hurt that one game with the Pig Howard fumble game. And they were playing like a walk-on. That might be a whole different crew of running backs, but everybody was hurt that game.
I'll take your word for it.
Keith Marshall was 13th overall.
Yeah, he was good.
Good Lord.
I think he was a 7th round pick, though.
Marshall? Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying he was good. Well, yeah. Definitely good against us. Yeah. Where's Crowell now?
He's not in the league anymore.
He was with Cleveland for a while, wasn't he?
He said Raiders a couple of years ago. Must have been his last team.
The Raiders do love those SEC players.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, we got lots to do. We'll have picks at 9:45. But next, it's an all-SEC, all-season-long edition of SEC Survivor. Sticky Will Stevens is in.
He is?
We're drawing for him.
When's he going to do his punishment? He's not here on Wednesdays.
He's going to do it on Tuesdays.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Punishment Tuesday for Sticky Will. I wonder, should we let Davey draw for him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good. We'll come back with that. You don't want to miss it. It's SEC Survivor Draws next right here on 3 and Out.
Can't wait.
It's that time of the week. It is SEC Survivor Draw time for Will Stevens, Davey Hudson, Houston Kress, and myself, Nate Hodges. We appreciate you listening.
Woo!
Here are the rules of the game if you're new. We have a Raggedy Donut Shop Keurig K-Cup box filled with two SEC helmets.
We were going to change it,
for
but
each
now
team.
It's just part of the
shenanigans. There are also some special helmets. Houston, I need the rundown. There's an automatic death.
Yes.
There is a you get to pick your team.
Yes.
There is a redraw that you can use now or save for later.
Yes.
And there is a everyone else gets to pick your team.
Correct.
So they
come Davey,
to
you're
consensus.
On camera, so if you're fixing your hair or looking at your phone, people will see it.
I'm actually looking up the
games. Don't lie to me.
I'm on ESPN's app, man.
If it'll load?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You weren't already on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just told on yourself.
Here are the SEC games for the weekend. Florida at Ole Miss. Kentucky at Auburn. Mississippi State LSU. Georgia at Arkansas. Alabama at Missouri. Vanderbilt at Texas A&M. And your Tennessee Volunteers at South Carolina.
Just a reminder, each player will have an opportunity to save themselves if they can correctly pick the following three scenarios: the SEC's leading passer, the SEC's leading rusher, and the biggest SEC blowout, either way, of the week. You get all three of those, you're safe. You draw Bama against Missouri, you're safe. You draw Tennessee against South Carolina, you're probably safe. You got a chance to save yourself. It's a big deal.
Have we updated punishments? I guess we have until Monday to do that.
We do have until Monday to do that.
All right.
I can find the list.
If you can't, new list coming over the weekend.
Yeah. Odds somewhere.
All right. All right. Sounds like
Billy probably has it.
Will.
Any other business we need to attend to? Are we ready?
What do we do if a game does not happen?
That's a good question.
Do we make a final call on that? Like if I draw, let's say I draw Vanderbilt and then tomorrow A&M Vandy canceled.
If the game I'll here's a proposal. If the game does not happen, you redraw on Monday. And you retroactively then face punishment Wednesday or
Sunday. That would be brutal. Imagine drawing Bama against Missouri. The game gets canceled. Mm-hmm. And then you draw a team Monday that
But do you have the Bama versus Missouri for whenever they do play?
No.
It might not make it up. It'll be dependent on standings. You never know.
That way
so
every
a game
week
has to happen.
That way every week you have gone through the ringer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once and only once.
No days off.
Fair enough.
And then what do we say if games get postponed till the back week between the SEC? That we
Same
just
thing.
Don't we play that week or we don't? Like if there's two games the week before the SEC championship game, do we draw until you just draw if your team doesn't play?
I think it's fine. I mean, we usually have this for 14 weeks, and we definitely won't be having to get that many this year.
Maybe. We got 11 guaranteed weeks.
All right. How about this? Normally there's seven games, right? If there's at least four games that week, we play. If there's three or less, we don't.
Deal.
All right.
That works.
The rules have been established.
The players are ready.
The players are ready.
They have taken the field.
And here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Houston, you'll narrate. I will take the box to one, Davey Hudson.
Please be careful. There is a cord. I don't want you to trip over and take the computer down.
Are you already a little bit nervous calling it a card?
I do have that feeling in my stomach.
So this is for Will. First picks for Will.
That's what you guys said.
I'm just making sure. Nate Hodges, king of the shaking the box for an hour before anyone has to draw.
You can step over the cord.
This is for Will Stevens. Gators.
Gators, all right, good for Will.
Against Ole Miss. Is it me? That was for Will. That was for Will.
So then we'll come all the way back to me?
Oh, okay. So you're up. Yeah. Hodges up. Give me this box. Make a nice little shimmy shake here.
Oh, goodness.
And
I guess you're right, though, Houston. It's just 50-50.
50-50. Hodges, hand.
You're either
going to
survive or you're not.
Missouri. Welcome to SEC. You still got a chance. You can still save yourself.
Big Eli guy.
Yeah. Congratulations. You got the guy who looks like a.
No, you could have got Vandy.
Is that the biggest line this week?
It's over 30. The Missouri one's at like 28.
Oh, there you go. You got a shot. Doesn't get much worse than that, folks. I guess automatic death would be worse, but not really. It's basically the exact same.
It's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try and save.
All right.
Houston.
Power.
He's summoning his strength. Stretching.
Really just needed a good stretch.
And he reaches into the box.
And it is. Oh, which one's that?
It's a white helmet, so it's either a redraw or... A me pick.
What number is it?
What number?
It's three. I got to remember.
I think it's a redraw.
Are you sure? This is bad.
You have the rules. I don't.
I just said I don't know if I have the rules.
He doesn't have the list.
Then if we get to create the rules, it's a redraw.
No. Oh, wait, maybe.
I thought two was you got to pick your own team and three was a redraw.
I got it. He found it.
I found it. Number three is a redraw to save or use. If used, original team is forfeited. Second draw must be played. So I have this. Now I get to draw.
Right.
And then I redraw if maybe save this. Does it go back in for next week though, or do I have it until I use it?
No, it goes back in. All right. Davey cannot draw it though today.
Right.
Yeah, the odds are forever in my favor.
Ole Miss.
Oh, so you versus Will. You going to take the Florida, or are you going to use your redraw now?
Oh, tough call.
I'm not taking Ole Miss against Florida. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking the question. Okay, well, I'm narrating for the show, then go and redraw.
I'm trying. The box is 8 feet away.
Why do you have a helmet on? Yeah, what are you doing? Trying to get another redraw?
What? I set it down.
And it wasn't the way things were going for those not watching. Trying to skirt the rules as usual. 14.
Auburn. There we go.
Playing Kentucky.
Yes.
I have bagged on Kentucky
all week, and now I get to enjoy the slaughter.
You got one of the four teams. The best of the four, though.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Tennessee, Auburn.
Oh, yeah, Kentucky. Yeah. Nah, they're 8.5 point
favorites.
There's
only two games that could be it.
Does Ole Miss go back in? And the redraw?
Not yet.
No.
Ole Miss doesn't go back in? I redrew.
Doesn't matter.
You sure?
I think we just take it out.
Once something's pulled, it's out.
All right. If you say so.
The odds were the same either way to begin the drawing, so. It's a time element. He has less odds to draw on this now, but before the entire game, they were the same.
Thank you. And the reigning champion of defeat, Davey Hudson.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Something. Reaches in. He has drawn. Texas A&M, good pick by Davey.
Works out well. I think it was the mustache.
So we got Squeaky Will has Florida, big favorite. Davey gets A&M, the biggest favorite in the conference. Nate got Missouri.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I don't know what it is. I'm a slow starter.
Second biggest underdog
in the
conference.
I'm like the only one to get punished week one every year.
And I got the Auburn Tigers.
Good luck with that.
I had South Carolina last year, and they got beat by North Carolina after having like a double-digit lead in the fourth.
That's true.
Give me the Gus Bus at home.
What is the worst loss we've ever had?
Like, when LSU beat A&M three times, and then they went to quadruple overtime, and I lost. That was the worst loss.
It was seven.
No one had, like, Georgia last year when South Carolina beat them.
Did you?
No, I had pulled the South Carolina helmet attached to the helmet
that
I got.
That was it, yep.
And I was like, oh, glad I didn't get South Carolina. But that would have won. And whoever I pulled lost, I think. No, I mean like the biggest upset. You know, like you pull one, you're like, oh, got Alabama, sweet. And then they get beat. I don't feel like we've had an awful one like that yet.
Ooh. I think the key was the shirt.
Good to know.
You going to roll that every Friday now?
You know, it's Big Orange Friday, and you're wearing
pink and green. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It did work out. We'll see, though.
Biggest line.
Vandy, sneaky.
All right. Well, we got to make
could have a sneaky cover. Oh, yeah, we got to do our
I guess we'll have to text those in.
He doesn't even know players to pick.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll be fun.
He just needs who do you draw? Florida.
Nate, I guess go in order of the draw, right? Fine. And we can pick the same people here. We're just trying to save ourselves. Biggest blowout in the SEC? Week 1/4? Who you got?
The two big favorites that I'm going to avoid are both on the road, so I'm going to take Texas A&M at home against Vanderbilt.
Smart.
I, too, will take Texas A&M at home against Vanderbilt.
Make it three.
Okay. SEC's leading passer, week 1/4.
It's your turn.
Sneaky picker.
No, no, it's tough, man. Is it going to be?
I'm tempted to go Costello just due to history, but LSU's defense is pretty good. Kellamond. A&M.
Give me KJ.
Thanks,
KJ Costello.
I mean, I got Texas A&M, so I feel pretty good. I could just get to pick whoever I want.
Yeah, you're better off to go kind of random just in case.
Man, that's tough. It's got to be one of those two.
Not JG?
I'm going to stack, though. I'm going to go Kellamond, Texas A&M. I mean, if he has a massive day throwing, good chance that's the biggest blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Davey, leading rusher.
Leading rusher.
This is tough.
This will be the hardest one this week.
Give me Spiller.
I mean, you might miss it, but.
From Texas A&M.
Oh, Texas A&M making hay this morning.
It's Vandy.
You're not wrong.
Goodness. I have been burned over and over taking Georgia running backs, so I'm going to avoid the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Give me.
Do it.
Oh. I'm going to take Curry from LSU.
Good pick.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Is his first name Chris?
I think so.
I will take.
I wasn't 100% sure. So like Curry.
Najee Harris.
Yeah.
Alabama.
I was considering that one too.
I just wanted to do it because that means you lose.
Good pick.
You go to the chopping block.
That probably wouldn't have been a smart selection by me, but you got to get it right either way. So
yep.
Nate Will says to check your phone. So
all right.
Oh, are his picks in?
Picks. Let's see what we got. He has Bama as the biggest blowout over Missouri. JG for leading passer.
Good Lord.
And Najee Harris for leading rusher. We will accept those.
I mean, he's got Florida. He should probably feel pretty good.
2 minutes ago.
JG, I mean, it's possible.
I mean, I can win the lottery on Saturday, too.
I mean, Tennessee's quarterbacks combined 8 up South Carolina last year. JG was on pace for a big game until he broke his thumb. Just saying. Just saying. Well,
yeah,
good start.
One in Stripes says I'm now on Team COVID after that draw. Come on, Missouri. They already got a few players out. Pulling for the cancellation.
Yeah, I guess.
Because then I get to redraw.
Yeah. I mean, you might draw, you know, Vanderbilt or something.
Right.
But, yeah, better than this. I mean, I would take that if I was you. I would absolutely take a forfeited game redraw. Man, I'm feeling pretty good, though. A good redraw by me to get Auburn.
You did have to burn the redraw, but you're safe now. I mean, you got a touchdown favorite.
That's why it's in there.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I went from, 14-point underdog to 8.5-point favorite.
Exactly.
To a big switch, 23-point swing.
All right. Well, the picks are in for SEC Survivor. We'll make some gambling picks, get you all set with all the games for the weekend, maybe run through some of the biggest NFL matchups as well. Stick with us right here as we wrap up the week here on 3 and Out. Couple of housekeeping things here as we go into the final segment of the program. I want to let you know that longtime sponsor of Fan Run Radio, Hops and Hollers, Tennessee Bar doing Tennessee things, plans to stay open till the end of the ball game if you need a place to watch it, and can be guaranteed that you'll be able to enjoy the end of the game while out with friends Saturday night, tomorrow night. So file that away for future.
Did they
reference.
Vote on that?
No. Also, I want to mention a new sponsor coming on board with us technically for next week. But I want to go ahead and give them a shout-out today. Logo Solutions, your one-stop shop located right here in Big Orange Country. Not just threads, Logo Solutions provides over a million customizable products, including apparel, headwear, promotional products, signs, banners, really anything you can put a logo on. They have a solution for you. Just go to Logo Solutions, Inc., .com. That's LogoSolutionsINC.com, or you can call RB at 865-966-3434 for a free consultation and quote. We're super excited to have Logo Solutions on board with us for this football season, as we do with all of our members of the family of sponsors here at Fan Run Radio. We could not do our job without them, so as we're on the eve of kickoff, just a thank you to all of our loyal, longtime sponsors, many of which had to fight through lockdowns and the coronavirus pandemic. But as feels like with a topic we didn't even get to, the Pac-12 going to come back and play a 7-game schedule. Is the MAC back in, or the WAC? It feels like everybody's eventually going to be playing football.
I think the MAC is voting sometime today or early next week. The Mountain West is back in.
So all good news across the board for sports and for our sponsors out there. Please go support them if and when you can. That's why we're able to deliver these programs to you, and we do appreciate all of you guys that support our sponsors. It's been a tough off season, and it feels good to finally get here. So I want to take a moment to thank the sponsors. Thank you guys for supporting them, which supports us and making our jobs possible, as we'll be here for you all football season. Quickly on the NFL, Sunday night you got Green Bay, New Orleans, so that should be a fun one. Dallas, Seattle is the late afternoon kind of big game, as the Cowboys try and ride the momentum off that win. Seattle, of course, undefeated in the early window. Chicago plays Atlanta. I know that's a big one for people around here. And then Tennessee, of course, travels to Minnesota in the 1 o'clock. And
Minnesota's defense really banged up.
It should be an opportunity for Tennessee to get to 3-0 on Sunday. All right, Davey, what we got for college football picks?
I first wanted to add,
yeah, or
I guess you can finish your comment.
I don't have a gambling lock of the week this week. My advice to anybody is to have some fun. You know, my bookie's got those boosted bets. That's great.
Do those and win some money.
Take advantage of it. Use promo code Knoxville if you haven't signed up with a MyBookie account yet. But in terms of like a big bet I feel great about,
I got one.
Yeah? What you got?
Vols -4.
All right.
MyBookie, it's a 3.5.
Even better.
Even better. Okay.
I did first want to say that for the Can't Lose parlay this week, it's a 4-team leg. You got the Seattle Seahawks -5, as Nate mentioned, against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Bucks as they go to face Denver in Denver. But Denver, new quarterback, a lot of other injuries with Cortland Sutton.
Did they sign Blake Bortles?
They did. Tampa Bay, at least I got locked in at -5.5 for them. The Arizona Cardinals, also -5.5. They're playing the Detroit Lions. That game is in Arizona, and Detroit looks like trash. So, and the final game, I'm actually thinking that Cincinnati is going to cover the 4.5 points against the Eagles. The Eagles, things are crumbling fast. So that's the 4-game Can't Lose parlay of the week.
And all right. I think Wentz is the most inaccurate quarterback in the league so far.
Give us some college football.
So, as we discussed earlier, we're going with 5 SEC games. The first game on the slate, kicking off at noon, we have the 5th-ranked Florida Gators versus the Ole Miss Rebels. Florida, a 14-point favorite.
14?
14.
Ugh.
I don't know. I can
give
go
me the
first.
Gators.
Okay. Well,
Houston.
I'll take the Rebels.
All right.
Okay, Davey. I also have Florida. So
next.
The next game is the 23rd-ranked Kentucky Wildcats versus the 8th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Auburn, a 7.5-point favorite. Houston.
Auburn.
Okay.
Gus Bus.
I will take Auburn as well.
You mean Kentucky?
Why? Why did you do that? You really believe in Kentucky now?
I don't feel great about any of these. I feel like these lines are all pretty much perfect. I feel like that's a touchdown game. I feel like the other one's two touchdowns.
It's a weird.
What's next?
Week. Mississippi State versus
so demanding.
6th-ranked LSU
I'm trying to get to the
Tigers.
Balls.
I got locked in on this one on my bookie when it was at -18.5, but right now LSU is a 16.5-point favorite.
You bet Mississippi State, though, right? You're plus 18.5.
Yeah.
So we're going 16.5?
Gosh, yeah. I was thinking it. Okay. I was thinking it's going to be around like 17, but just go ahead and I'm just going to roll with Mississippi State.
I'll take Mississippi State.
3-3.
Bulldogs.
Sleepy LSU. They'll win.
Yeah.
Look out.
I'm not taking money line, that's for sure. But yeah. The next
I'll be
game.
If they get behind early.
The next game on the list is the 2nd-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Missouri Tigers.
Missouri Tigers. Yeah.
Bama.
With 8 guys out.
27.5-point favorite. Nate, you are up first.
Bama's how much?
27.5.
Yeah, just give me Bama.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah, I got him as well.
It might be 50.5. You're in deep.
Yeah. I need the save picks to come through.
Yes, you do.
COVID to
desperately
strike. I need some false positives out of Columbia, Missouri.
And our final game, which we will also be giving the score prediction, is the 16th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers going on the road to Columbia to face the South Carolina Gamecocks. On my bookie, when I checked an hour ago, it might have changed since then, but an hour ago, the line was -3.5 for the Vols. Houston, you are up first.
South Carolina is butt. I've been saying it all week. This is a Tennessee team that's fired up, focused, and prepared. Mm. They're all in. They're getting 1% better.
Oh, God.
They're healthy. I'm going to take the Vols. They're going to win. 34-13.
I like the 13 number. It's a good one. 34-13.
I was thinking about 16. Thinking about it. I'm gonna go 34-13.
Still my thunder. I was getting 16. Sorry. Didn't want you to get credit.
I have been considered a negavol.
Oh God.
But I gotta get the sheep back on board with me. Fill in the Vols. I'm gonna take them 64-3. Got to get the Vol for Lifers back in. 64-3 Tennessee.
What are you doing?
What?
You could have at least made it semi-believable, like 42-10.
This is believable. Vol's going to roll. Vol's by a million.
Fair enough.
What are you doing?
This is like clickbait. Don't give him attention for this.
But he's not even playing the game. He's just being an idiot.
I got the Vols covering. I mean, what do you want? They're going to cover. 27-20.
I do think Tennessee...
Did you say 27-20?
Yeah.
That your real pick?
27-20. I do think Tennessee can get in trouble if they come out flat like they've done at times before. I do think Will Muschamp will try and kind of massage the game and not allow any big plays. I do think Tennessee might have some struggles in the red zone. That's why I think they're going to kick a couple of field goals. Some Maglia's money, even if that's not a case. I mean, he can probably bang through a couple from distance if they do bog down because South Carolina's defense, again, is going to try and make it a long, slow game.
Yeah, but their butt.
Mike Bobo is going to try and use some tempo at times to steal some yards.
I feel like
those
plays. Are conflicting
they
ideas
are.
There.
They are. We'll see how it works out for them. It's a bold strategy. I think Tennessee could blow up, but I'm
blow up good or bad?
No, good. I mean, blow up on the scoreboard, like, you know, score a bunch of points. Yeah.
Bryce Thompson.
But if there's nothing weird that goes on and it's kind of that slow-paced game, I've got Tennessee 27, and I think South Carolina, the best they manage is one touchdown, a bunch of Parker White field goals. South Carolina 16. So I got Tennessee 27. That's basically a good kind of game without
you
any
and Davey on the 27 number.
And 16 for the Gamecocks.
Bryce Thompson's going
to
take one of the
house. I thought you were about to say 64. Which is what I said initially. So.
Right, yeah. Light up the scoreboard there, Colin Hill. All right, the picks are in. The day is done.
Bryce Thompson's going to house one. All right. I'm on record.
Bryce Thompson's going to house one.
At home.
That's Houston Kress for Davey Hudson, Sticky Will, Billy Williford. I'm Nate Hodges. We'll talk to you on Monday. The Blitz is next for more Fan Run Radio.